This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
You know, the Buildproof Project was a real eye-opener for me. And every piece that went on the Aero Precision rifle was an Aero Precision part. And just the way they fit, just the way the weapon functioned after it was put together, we put it together one time. We didn't have to go back and recalibrate anything, primarily because of the way that gas system hooks up. But, I mean, some of you already have Aero Precision DNA in your gun. Go get some more. AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Okay. Now, last week, we began the move out of the Mold Motel. And the Mold Motel has been a big thorn in my side. This is a radio show. This is not like I'm not out there. Before I got on radio, I was in the route business for 20 years. If you're in the route business, you know what I'm talking about. But being a route man, delivering bread or beer or milk or soda or whatever it was that I was delivering at the time, you know, most of the time you're talking about a 13, 14-hour day on a good one. If you're in the milk business, you're talking about a 16 or 17-hour day. So what I do now is not like that. For that reason, when I'm not live because I'm sick, which I was sick a lot last year. For the last 2 years, I've been sick a lot. It doesn't feel good to not do a live show. I always told myself if I ever got into this business that I would just ride this horse until the horse died under me. And not going live was, very disappointing. The heart attack, heart attacks and open heart surgeries, there's a lot of things, a lot of variables that go into play with those things. One of them is that when they do open heart surgery on you, while you may recover and lead a very normal life, you're not going to be like you were before. Your heart is not going to be like it was before. They're going to try to make it right, but you got to remember, your internal organs are never supposed to see light bulbs. So the fact that, you know, fixing a heart is it's a miraculous thing what they do. It's a miraculous thing that they do. Now, this past Sunday, a lot of light got shed. Now, I called the house that I lived in the Mold Motel because it was rotting. And one day I'll tell you the story about how I came into that one, because that's a story in and of itself. But we found this house to rent. We had to get into it really quick, so we did, and we soon began to understand that this was not a very good idea. The house was literally rotting from front to back. It had mold growing underneath every sink. It had infestations of mice, and in one case, a snake. And as soon as we moved in there, I had to start sleeping. What was happening in my lungs was so bad that I had to sleep propped up between two air purifiers, and still, I got sick.
So I would go to the doctor, and they would say, oh, you have pneumonia again. One of my friends today wrote me an email saying, well, listen, I've had pneumonia 5 times, and you barely got to take care of yourself. I've had pneumonia 6 times in 2 years. So that, you know, yeah. Pneumonia can kill you. I've had it so many times now, it's almost like when I don't have pneumonia, that's when I feel so good. And I've had a couple of those moments in the last 2 years, but it keeps coming back, and it kept coming back. So we have moved to a newer house, a nicer house. This is our house. And I expect part of that is going to go away. But Saturday night was night number 2 here in the new digs. And I couldn't breathe at all. I couldn't breathe propped up. I couldn't fall asleep. It would feel like I was drowning when I would fall asleep, when I was relaxed enough to the point where I was not working the way I was breathing, because that's become an unconscious thing. I actually breathe consciously now. I would feel like I was drowning, and I would jerk myself awake, so I stayed up all night. And Sunday morning, I got up and I went to the doctor. And for the first, I had a chest x-ray done in 2015 when I saw my cardiologist and he looked at things. Because at the time, I was having the same issue when we came home from the hospital. I would go to sleep feeling like I was drowning. And I was told then that I had fluid in my lungs. It don't take a lot of fluid to drown you. They say a Dixie cup full of fluid in your lungs will drown you. That's not entirely true, at least not in my experience, because I have about 2 Dixie cups, I think. Looking at the – if and I'm not a radiologist, but I saw the picture of my chest that they took yesterday. And all of the white, hazy stuff, the milky stuff in my lungs is supposed to be fluid. There is no clear picture looking into my lungs. The problem with this is twofold. High blood pressure can come about due to labored breathing. So if I have labored breathing and I take blood pressure medication, my blood pressure elevates anyway. High blood pressure can lead to, with this particular thing, in my particular case, to the heart swelling, which it has, which then gives off fluid, which in my case goes to my lungs. I am 4 years and 3 months removed from my heart attack, and I just found out about this yesterday. That's the bad news. The good news is I did find out about it, and we have some drugs that I'm going to take, and I'm going to take them. I'm going to listen to my doctors. I'm going to take the drugs, and then when it gets done, if it comes back one more time, there is a drug that will solve all the fluid issues that, you know, I've got one that may solve it already. I now have a inhaler of something called Flovent, which is sort of a steroid inhaler, and I can tell some marked improvement, but if I can get rid of this fluid, I'd probably lose 20 pounds. But the goal all along has been to get back on the bike, to get back in shape, and to become salty by 60. And in 15 days, I'll be 58. So I've now found the final piece of this puzzle that will get me back on the ground, get me back underway, and maybe I can actually fulfill that goal. But I'm telling you this. For one reason. If you are like me and you're having this kind of an issue over and over and again, they did tell me that the mold from the mold motel did probably exacerbate things quite a bit, it was never the root cause. I am told, and if some of you are cardiologists or cardiosurgeons out there and want to disagree with me, I am told that this is a common side effect of open heart surgery. So, off we go. Off we go to get salty by 60 now. I'll take the rest of this month and heal up. That's what's been going on for the last 2 years. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't matter. Whether you want to build the whole thing or just make the one that you have better, they'll do it. They'll help you. Check them out, aeroprecisionusa.com. On March 21st, in Fredericksburg, Virginia, a man was prosecuted and convicted of a misdemeanor crime for merely holding a BB gun in public. They are coming. Now, they're coming illegally, too, by the way. Let me point this out. They are coming illegally. The Supreme Court, by not taking up cases, is malfeasant. I know everybody, well, let's get the deck and, you know, stack it and make it, you know, 6-3. It doesn't matter. They got to take the case. Some of them are not. Some of them are. So, I mean, as far as the justices themselves. Clarence Thomas, Alito, I see those two. Those two are, we need all nine to be like those two. But I don't see that. So, the Second Amendment protects your right to keep and bear arms. It codifies it. But the gun control activists are trying to criminalize just owning a gun. Their next step is that you are a criminal if you take a gun out in public, which, you know, I'll point some things out like that. So, if they have to let you own a gun, you can't ever take it out of the case. So, they're doing this despite the Heller decision. Despite the Heller decision. Because unlike conservatives, conservatives take breaks. Conservatives rest. Conservatives quit. Leftists never quit. Socialists never quit. They intend to win the war eventually, whenever that is. They're in it for the long game, and they want to disarm American people. Now they claim that it is illegal to open carry a firearm. The mere existence of a gun, if anyone else is around now, has become the crime of brandishing and or assault, which means frightening people, contrary to popular misunderstanding, or both. In Virginia, this individual was charged with two counts of brandishing a firearm under Virginia Code 18-2-282 and two counts of assault under the all-purpose vague Virginia Code 18-2-57 for a single incident that took no more than 30 seconds. In the early morning of January 3rd, 2019, this gentleman's name is Wolf, who, because of the pain of his injuries, did not sleep most of the night, heard a loud commotion in the private athletic club parking lot right to him. There was a history of trespassing, drunken parties, and police activity there. He described often seeing the blue flashing lights of police cars filling his living room from the spot over the years. He knew that the parking lot was blocked by a cable and a lock, so anyone parking there would be committing a crime, including breaking the cable and the lock. Just last week, he found a .22 bullet casing in the parking lot. He testified he did not know what was going on, so he took his BB gun for his own protection. Standing in his own yard, he shouted across the fence, "What are you doing there? This is private property." Then a woman shouted, "He's got a gun," and the man and woman then calmly walked away, never answering his question. They were flaggers assisting a road construction project, but nobody had informed Mr. Wolf before. His question was never answered. He went back into his townhouse, thought the incident was over, went back to having breakfast. Nobody ever suggested that he ever pointed the BB gun at anyone, nor that he waved it or flourished it in an ostentatious or angry manner, referring to dictionary definitions of brandish. But he was then arrested on two counts of assault by intimidation, two counts of brandishing, purely because the two workers said they were afraid. There was body cam video of the interviews after the fact. Everyone agreed the day of the incident that the defendant carried a BB gun by holding the barrel, the front tip up by his hip, so the trigger end hung down near the ground, and that he held the BB gun down next to his leg. He leaned it up against the fence, so I guess it was a long gun. There were four counts alleging two victims from the same incident. So if you have a gun around 10 people, you could be charged with 20 misdemeanors for one single action. That would be 10 crimes of brandishing by just holding the gun passively and 10 crimes of assault from the same holding because there was 10 people around. The judge was sympathetic, but he said he felt constrained by prior court cases to find Mr. Wolf guilty of Virginia Code 18-2-283, which also criminalizes merely holding a firearm in such a manner as to frighten someone.
The judge told the counsel that the statute is completely subjective from the standpoint of the complaining person. The counsel said that this makes the statute unconstitutional, void for vagueness, because anyone can say he is afraid just because you're holding a gun. How do you know what it means to hold a gun in such a manner as to make someone afraid? There's no standard there. How do you know if you're breaking a law? What is brandishing? Nobody knows. I know what brandishing is, but there's no definition in the statute. Virginia considers dictionaries, but those definitions are all over the map. And this is what gun law is. It's vague and ambiguous, that can be bent like putty in the hands of the right prosecutor or the right cop. Now, many of the events on this were captured by police body-worn camera video, which is still available to confirm every detail. The trial was captured by court reporting firm Francis K. Haley and Associates Incorporated. In order to take the case to Second Amendment organizations like the Virginia Civil Defense League, Gun Owners of America, NRA, or the Rutherford Institute with John Whitehead in Virginia, it is necessary to show the court reporter's transcript to them. They need to know what this case, that this case is a good example of the legal question before going forward with it. Mr. Wolf is a disabled veteran living on a small pension, and he needs help to pay $1,300 for the court reporter's transcript. Otherwise, he won't be able to take the case up on appeal. If you want to help with this, okay, if you're interested in helping with this, I will put the link in the show notes of the Third Hour podcast. And if you want to donate to it, well, then please do. And if you don't, well, this is an indicator of where they're going. This is an. I thought Virginia was an open carry state too. Virginia's Yerpal, and they're very confused. But are they open carry? I can't remember. In any event, this is ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And if you're a gun carrier, you already know that you don't confront somebody if they're not committing a crime. So, once again, here we have an uneducated person that he's been caught. And this happens far too often. Way too often. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives, with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991. For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House Judiciary Committee will vote this week to subpoena Special Counsel Robert Mueller's full report. Attorney General Bill Barr has pledged to send a redacted version of the report to Congress by the middle of the month, if not sooner. As Democrats continue to fight for that full Mueller report to be released, they have an unlikely ally in George Papadopoulos.
I advocate for the full transparency of the and for the full release of the Barr report. I think it's going to reveal how corrupt the Obama administration was.
A second woman is accusing former Vice President Joe Biden of inappropriate behavior. Amy Lapos tells a newspaper in Connecticut that in 2009, Biden put his hand around her neck and pulled her close to rub noses with her. Lapos doesn't believe it was sexual, but did suggest it crossed the line with her. This after Biden was accused by a Nevada woman of inappropriate touching in 2014. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
From the AR 500 on the radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Affordable and effective. Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. Now, we've talked a little bit about Seattle, and I have affiliates in Seattle now, and so let's talk a little bit about Seattle. Seattle has passed, in addition to the Washington State, statewide initiatives like I-594 and 1694. Seattle has passed their own little stuff where they tried to run gun and effectively run gun dealers out of the city of Seattle. Okay. Where does this go? Recently, KOMO did a news special called Seattle is Dying. It does a very sound job of depicting the ugly decline of one of the most beautiful places in America. But the piece misses the forest for the nasty, dirty, twisted trees. Because part of the root of the problem in Seattle is political. But the special ignores the leftist politics behind their foul decline. John Sexton at Hot Air, he said, there's really no escaping the fact that the current situation is the result of political decisions. Now, reporter Eric Johnson, the KOMO reporter behind the story, said on Facebook that he thought politicizing the story was a mistake. If you hear me gasping, that's because I've already told you why. So, pay that no mind. I'm working on it. He said that he thought politicizing the story was a mistake. He says he's received many offers to comment on national shows that lean either right or left, and he's turned them all down. He really seems to believe that people on all sides of the aisle can see the problems and the solutions regardless of where they're coming from. Which, where did he come from? How come I've never heard of this guy?
I didn't know there was that kind of naivete still available in America. He begins his report by describing the seething anger in Seattle, where they no longer feel safe in their city. Sounds a little bit like L.A. when I'm reading this. There's scenes of filth that rival what is seen in third world countries, and the lost souls that litter the hour-long report. Residents and small business owners are mad and embarrassed at the fact that in many places their city, simply put, looks like a bunch of, you know, excrement, and law enforcement personnel are little to no help at all. One small business owner describes the police as a bunch of twinkle toes who don't have enough authority. It's virtually unanimous among those fed up with what Seattle has become that law enforcement are not to blame, though. Frustrated Seattle residents say police have had their hands tied or their toes twinkled by the politicians and the courts. And they point especially to Seattle's mayor and city council. At town hall meetings, seething residents scream at city council members to enforce the law and otherwise get tough on the violent and destructive homeless so rampant in Seattle. Looking at FBI data from 2017, Mr. Johnson shows a graphic that displays the number of property crimes for the 20 largest U.S. cities. And easily outpacing all other U.S. cities are Seattle and San Francisco, which I talk about San Francisco all the time. Leftist politics and policies have turned San Francisco into a literal toilet. And you have to... They now have available to you, if you're a tourist in San Francisco, poop maps in order to navigate the streets safely. Citizens of Seattle should not be shocked that the Democrats who run their city government are getting similar results in their leftist efforts against crime and filth. A 61-page report compiled by Scott Lindsay analyzes the criminal activity of 100 prolific offenders who regularly threaten Seattle neighborhoods and streets. Mr. Johnson interviewed Lindsay for Seattle's Dying. Lindsay was asked, of the 100 that you looked at, what percentage of them were homeless? The answer was 100%. And yet Seattle Mayor Jerry Durkin, Democrat, says it is wrong to conflate homelessness with a rise in crime. Homelessness and crime are conflated like disease and homosexuality. And just as is the case with homosexuality, liberals like Jenny Durkin want to tell us her truth. Because if you're a leftist, it's not that important to be factually correct. Seattle is run exclusively by politicians like Durkin. And despite the anger of the residents over the issues of homelessness and crime and filth, it doesn't look as if Seattle is going to elect conservatives or even Republicans anytime soon. They're going to, if it is possible, they're going to lurch further left. In January of this year, as headline in the Seattle Times read, the Seattle City Council may be up for a big shift, all right, further to the left. And it notes, with a wave of retirements, it's true the council is prepped for a major political realignment, but if anything, it's even further left. Socialists into City Hall is how the Seattle chapter of Democratic Socialists of America sees the opportunity. Already, they are running vigorous campaigns for two of those empty seats. Community Tammy Morales is the early favorite in Harrell's South End District, as she nearly defeated him in 2015. And Sean Scott, a Black Lives Matter activist and local writer, is vying for Johnson's seat. And an upcoming meeting will feature Morales, Scott, and Seattle's one current elected socialist, Kashama Sawant, talking about how it's they who really want to take back the city. Socialists have a different idea of what Seattle should look like. So for an idea of what the socialists of Seattle think it should look like, go visit the Facebook page, Seattle Looks Like Blank. I can't say the word. It's the cuss word for excrement. And for an idea of what socialists think things should look like on a national scale, just look at Venezuela. In Seattle, they already spend $1 billion, and it's underestimated, addressing and responding to the homeless situation. And Mr. Johnson declares the more money we throw at the problem, the worse it gets. And yet, almost certainly, the solution to Seattle's homeless crisis, according to the Democratic Socialists of America, along with any old plain old Democrat, involves spending even more money.
So with his voice full of frustration, Mr. Johnson declares that what's happening in Seattle isn't about dollars. It's about human lives. And how can watching human beings live and die in filth and degradation and madness be right? Well, it isn't right. But when you're dealing with a moral issue, those with a leftist worldview can't be trusted. So they certainly should not be given political power. And as has always been the case, the moral problems that plague the world defy mere political solutions. But sound politics is certainly part of the solution, and that part of the answer is really rather simple. If Seattle voters truly want to cure what is killing their once beautiful city, they got to stop electing leftists. But they won't. I got friends in Seattle. I would love to come and visit Seattle. And I won't be going. Because I don't want to see, going to some of these cities that are so storied, so famous, you always go in there with a preconceived notion. I don't want to go there. I don't want to go to that and then be disappointed by it all. And I'm certainly not going to be going there because it sounds sort of dangerous to me. So, yeah. Wake up, Seattle. Wake up everywhere. Wake up, L.A. Wake up, San Francisco. Or die, because that's what's happening to you. You're dying. You're snatching defeat from the jaws of victory. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Gold is a better way. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. The book may not be for you, but the tens of thousands who've read it have been blown away to learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. We're so confident this book will change the way you think about investing, we've purchased 1,000 copies from the publisher and are giving them to serious investors. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, we'd like to send you your copy. Just text the word BESTSELLER to 49776. That's BESTSELLER to 49776. You can buy it on Amazon, go to Barnes & Noble, or text BESTSELLER and get it for free. Text BESTSELLER to 49776. That's BESTSELLER to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Gold is a better way. Text BESTSELLER to 49776.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Time on the firing line, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
I can attest to that one. Trust me. Trust me on that one. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I am aware of how labored I sound. Hopefully this will continue to get better. I have a mountain of stuff down there I'm going to take. And if it doesn't work, then I've got one more. I've got the one thing that will work, although we're hoping I don't have to go to that. So so I apologize, but I am here. And now that I know what's going on, I will continue to be. So anyway, I'm gonna tell you a story here that is indicative of what bureaucracy can do. Bureaucracy can run everybody in directions they wouldn't normally run. It'll make them do things they wouldn't normally do, all in the name of liability. Okay? This is coming, by the way, from the desk of Dean Weingarten. And Dean is about to be heading to Australia. We won't be talking to him Wednesday. We may be talking to him Friday. So, anyway, so we go with something from Dean. Now, back in February, 26 February 2019, the Chandler Police SWAT team raided a home where some children were sick. Now, the parents had not committed any crime, nor was any child in any substantial danger. The raid itself created far more danger than the danger that it was supposed to mitigate. And this was the perfect storm of the conflict of the rights and then the nanny state and parental responsibility and bureaucratic fear of liability. In short, it was a result of a basic conflict in our society between those who insist on perfection and reality. And it shows how creeping tyranny is advancing in society. Dean presents us with a summation of the events leading to this raid. The parents took a 2-year-old child to the doctor on Monday, February 2019, because the child had a fever of more than 100. Some accounts say it had a fever of 105. I say it because I don't know the sex of the child. So, you know, other account, I'm not trying to be, you know, politically correct or anything. I'm just, you know, going by what I see as the reference. Other accounts were a little less precise. It was not clear what the highest fever was. The doctor contacted other doctors who recommended the child be taken to the emergency room. From azcentral.com, I presume this took place in Arizona, the doctor contacted Banner physicians who recommended the child be taken to the emergency room as soon as possible, according to police records. The doctor told the mother that meningitis can be life-threatening and said the hospital would contact her when the mother arrived. After they left the doctor's office, the child was laughing and playing with his siblings. So the mother took the child's temperature again, and it was near normal. I'll tell you a story about medical stats shortly. After 6:30 p.m., the mother called the doctor and told her that her toddler no longer had a fever, so she wasn't taking him to the emergency room. The mother also said she was worried about getting in trouble with DCS because her child did not have vaccinations. You know, there's a part of us here in the United States that don't believe children should be vaccinated. But then eventually that catches up to them. And then there's a lot of questions that arise from this. And one of these things, one of these results is a fear. So anyway, you can see how the liability fears begin to stack up. Child had a fever. Some doctors said that he should be checked out of the emergency room. If anyone in the bureaucratic system allows the child to stay at home, then they risk losing their career and everything else if the child is seriously injured or dies. Because most certainly they'll be held liable by the parent for letting that happen, right? On the other hand, if the physician calls the Department of Child Safety, his liability is gone. It's now transferred to the bureaucracy. There's no risk to the doctor for transferring his liability to the state. They get to stay a doctor, and they need to stay a doctor because they have to pay back those student loans. Dean talked to a former DCS caseworker, and he was told that caseworkers do not generally make the decision to go to the police. That's done by a supervisor. Wow, that's what a garage door sounds like when it's coming on in the middle of a broadcast. We'll hear it again. But there's another step in another stack of liability fear in the fear pile, see, because now it's got to be done by a supervisor, from someone else removed from the case. So we're already one layer away, now we got to go two. So if the caseworker does not refer the case to a supervisor, they risk their job, everything if the child dies. Then the supervisor faces the same risk. So they refer the case to the police. Now we're three layers away, and by this time, this is not something, there's no examination going to happen here. Now we're going to have action. So if, as in this case, the parents don't want everyone rousted out at 10:30 p.m. on Monday after everyone is in bed for what they see as a non-existent problem, the police ended up going with a SWAT team and forcing their way in at 1 a.m. on Tuesday. Now, what they were told with all of that could have been shortcut if the parents obeyed the orders of what various people in the bureaucracy ordered them to do. But see, the parents had information the officials did not have, and they refused to do what appeared stupid and unnecessary to them. They exercised their parental authority and rights, and that exists. Whether you agree with it or not, whether I agree with it or not, that exists. They feared the DCS bureaucracy would take their children, and their fear was justified. When the parents tried to assert their rights, the gloves came off and the police used force to make them comply. Sort of a la Elian Gonzalez. Remember him? When Border Patrol went and got him? Now, it could have been avoided if the police were willing to believe the parents. Liability bias worked against that. So if the police accepted the parents' word and something bad happened to the child, then the police are in trouble. 40 years ago, before we moved into liability insanity, it was the parents' job to manage the risk. The parents are closest to the problem. If the child died, the liability would be on the parents, and it would be mostly criminal liability. And that approach worked very well in Western civilization. We have far less child mortality, which is once a child is born, than we had 100 years ago. Parents have enormous incentives to take care of their children. But, and
you know, the thing is here, and this is very, very important, we can never achieve perfection.
And those promoting the nanny state demand perfection. It is their lever for more and more state power. They demand that no one ever get hurt. And proponents of state power, because of the utility of politicians of it for the children, especially demand that children never be hurt. And that works especially well with women voters, especially single women voters. It ignores the danger and hurt that is done by the state and state procedures to children. It moves more and more power into state hands. Removing children from a home with intact biological parents often puts the child at risk at foster homes. The former DPS caseworker source said they estimated the percentage of foster homes that appeared to be in the system primarily for the monetary reward, because they get paid, is half, 50%. And each stage of liability stack, the stack is biased toward state action and away from parental rights. Each official actor faces less liability from state action than they do from not taking state action. The fix is in. They're going to go against you. Every step along the way is relatively small and incremental. The doctor called the other doctors. They recommended a trip to the emergency room. That didn't happen. The doctor called the Department of Child Safety. DCS called the police. The police got a warrant. The police called out the SWAT team. All of that state action is expensive, too. That's where the movement to state action fails. What the state does is orders of magnitude more expensive than what a parent does. So, as a society, we got to accept that our resources are limited. But we got to, you know, you can vote for something, but that doesn't make it that way. And perfection is not possible, and resources are limited. Bear that in mind. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise, no sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.